Homosexual, in particular, homosexual marriage. Homosexual marriage, see abomination, is no more a reflection of equal rights than a man marrying a dog. Homosexuality is perversion and needs to be cured, not elevated to respectability. We will see the continued downward spiral of our civilization toward more and more deviancy until we return to our Creator and His principles. See the Bible. Addiction of any sort is sad. Humans are very susceptible to addictive behavior. It's called bondage by Christ Jesus. Addictive behavior is bad because it hurts the individual, it hurts others, and it hurts the relationship of that person with God. It is called sin because it is damaging. It produces death. Societal norms do not change the effects of sin. Sin always produces death. Though Christ has forgiven all sin for all time, we have to decide on a sin-by-sin basis whether or not we will accept the consequences of those sins we give way to. The sin of sexual perversion has consequences for the individual, but it also has consequences for society. It causes society to depart from the order God prescribed when He created us. We are to be His children by the new birth. We're to procreate to give new human beings an opportunity to become His children by faith in Christ Jesus. We're not here to simply gratify our own fleshly lusts, regardless of what form it may take. Now, we have the option through free will that God gave us, but it keeps a person from becoming what God wants them to be. What God wants us to be is better than anything we can plan for ourselves. God defines what is good, what is moral. His word communicates that moral code to humanity. Christ Jesus proved the love of God and the seriousness of sin. If opinion defined morality, then Jesus was a fool for shedding His blood for sin because it was only opinion. God wants us to be free. Anyone in bondage needs to be and can be set free by Christ Jesus when they want to be.